Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today I'm focusing on Happy New Year, the wonderment, the excitement, the not knowing, the hope, the dreams as we head into 2020, a new decade. I know myself on the 4th of January 2020, I'll be full of quiet pride and also a little bit of wonderment and I thank so many people as I celebrate my 10-year operating as Real Estate Excellence. Now we all should take the time just to reflect on what we achieved, what we could have achieved better, not criticism, but honesty and goal setting. And I just want to share some tips with you. And basically, after 10 years in my own business, and then many years prior to that in corporate plus the real world, as I call it, I remind myself that I hope helps others, that the need to reinvent and invent doesn't stop. We need to stay motivated at all times to the best of our ability. Nothing's perfect, but we need to focus on motivation. We have to continue giving and improving service delivery. Customer service and people are always number one, and people come first. And always remember what people want. They want service, reliability, and value for money. Most, if not all, property management businesses aspire to run a department based on proactive management as opposed to reactive management. Upon reflection of your agency, the hard but needed question is, what category did you fall into in 2019? Proactive management mainly or reactive management mainly? So in 2020, a new decade, we, as we should do, I think for most of us, try to do every year is refocus, reinvigorate, and reinvent. Ask yourself these questions. Are we running a proactive management division? Are we focused? Do we all as a team share a common goal and also have goals in place? Are there set systems, procedures to streamline the tasks? Not robots, but robotic in relation to procedure. Do we attend regular training? Do we understand that our business is all about people? People aren't an interruption. We are a customer service industry and people are not a burden in our business. Do we have time out seriously during the day so we aren't always too available? Because being too available leads to burnout, stress, and quite often mistakes as tasks get half done due to constant interruption. If you answered no to any of those questions, it's recommended that a team meeting be set very soon, discussion had as to how we can make the answer a yes. Are we running a proactive management division? Are we focused? Most of the time, nothing's perfect. Do we all as a team share a common goal and also have goals in place, KPIs? Are there set systems, procedures to streamline? Do we attend regular training? Do we understand that business is all about people and they're not an interruption? And do we have time out? Nothing changes, nothing changes. It's one of my favourite sayings, and I think of it often when I find myself in the rare time, in that moment of not being as motivated or inspired as I should be. Nothing changes, nothing changes. So in relation to time management, we know either either you run your day or the day runs you, an infamous quote from the great Jim Rohn. When it comes to time management, what are the daily tasks that have to be done, the non-negotiables daily? What are the tasks that must be done weekly? What tasks have to be done certain times of the month? What must be done each fortnight? What must be done each month? Once you've worked out the daily non-negotiables, the weekly, the fortnightly, the monthly, etc., write them down and create an ideal week. And I said ideal week, then an ideal month. It's not perfect, but if you don't have a plan, we all know what that means. Now, PMs should have a guide and goals in order to carry out their tasks successfully. If a plan and goals are not followed, there's usually a crisis reactive management environment as opposed to proactive controlled. It's very easy to feel overwhelmed in PM, which is a wonderful career. But it is easy because people's demands, which leads to frustration personally and is also a significant risk factor to the agency in general. Understanding what is urgent and what is important, everything is important, but there's only a handful of matters that are urgent. Do you know the difference? So, food for thought, everything is important and must be done, but not everything is urgent. Don't reinvent the wheel. 90%, if not higher, in my professional view, are the solutions to the challenges and problems and the responses that we deal with in operational management of property can be found in the tenancy law, the tenancy contract. And I've found through my privileged career to date that many people aren't using that resource of knowing that the answer is in the act. And we manage other people's problems, and we educate, we communicate, we negotiate. Nothing is our problem per se, unless you choose for it to be, or you're having a bad day, or we all make mistakes. So, property management we know is a wonderful career, and as we head into 2020, I remind us all that we all need sometimes a bit of motivation and a bit of a reminder. And I wish you all that you wish for, deserve, and more in this wonderful year ahead. If I can assist you with any property management training, or if you're in Queensland, membership services, please, I'd love to hear from you. realestateexcellence.com.au. Thank you for joining me. Happy New Year. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.